Hello and welcome to the Friday, September 7th, 2012 edition of the Sands and Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and I'm today recording again from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with diaries, and the diary we have today is actually something that a reader submitted a while ago. We haven't gotten around to actually write it up until now. It's an interesting and odd entry that this reader found in his weblogs. Now, we figured out that some of them, at least, are explainable by SSL clients trying to connect to a web server that only supports HTTP. Now, you would expect this to happen for a web server that listens on port 443 and someone forgot to enable HTTPS on this web server. Then a client trying to connect to this web server will do so typically by default via HTTPS, but the negotiation fails. The characters that you see logged in this case, in my example that I have here, is 16 and 3. These are the codes for these particular characters. 16 in hexadecimal is 22 in decimal, and just indicates that this is a handshake request, an SSL handshake, and then 3 is just for SSL version 3. It is followed by a 0 byte, which of course then terminates the request as far as the web server is concerned, and you will not see any additional data being logged. Now, once I started looking closer at this, there were a couple of odd things. First of all, the user that submitted it, he found that some of the connections came from other web servers. Now, that could be an indication that these web servers are compromised and some kind of spider or such that's slightly misconfigured is running on those web servers. However, so far we hadn't really gotten any evidence that the servers the requests came from were compromised. Some of them are sort of household names and unlikely that they were compromised. The other thing is, once I started looking for this particular pattern in my logs, I saw there is a bunch of other patterns that are very similar but not explainable by SSL. I posted some of them to today's diary. So if you don't mind, take a look. Maybe you recognize some of this and can explain it. I tried things like, for example, connecting to the web server via Telnet and SSH and tried to trigger some of this behavior. But so far, nothing really worked quite right. What I expect is that this is really more sort of an accident. It could be an attempt of an exploit, but it doesn't appear to do any damage to the web server. And Microsoft today released its pre-announcement for next week's patch Tuesday. Only two bulletins, and both are rated important only. Now, the vulnerabilities that are being fixed here is a privilege escalation vulnerability in Visual Studio Team Foundation Server. So that's something I wouldn't expect to be very widely deployed. And then in Microsoft System Management Server, which may be a bit more commonly used. So not a lot of work for you next Tuesday. However, probably more important is what Microsoft released with respect to the October patch cycle. In October, Microsoft will start phasing out RSA keys with a length that are shorter than 1024 bits. Now, 1024 bits is already considered kind of short, and if you use any of these keys, they will no longer work coming October, and Microsoft urges you to upgrade to 2048-bit certificates or higher. So why not just go 4096 and get it out of the way? This requirement to use larger keys will, of course, make it harder to create fake keys and come up with collisions like we have seen with, for example, the Flame malware. And if you are relying on biometrics to protect your passwords on Windows systems, take note if you're using UPEX fingerprint reader software, which commonly is shipped with various laptops that have these built-in fingerprint readers. Elcomsoft found out that the UPEX software stores these passwords in the registry and doesn't actually really encrypt it, but really just scrambles these passwords. So you may expect that the passwords are encrypted and then your fingerprint is used to decrypt them. That's wrong, and that's not the case. So you may not want to trust the software to store your passwords securely. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.